planned to be going to a concert in Galway just before St. Patrick's Day, a Thursday night. I should have left at 5 p.m, but I was pissing about the house, and by the time I left the house, it was after 6 p.m, and I was putting myself under serious pressure, a bit masochistic-like. Also, I brought along some music that was not compatible with stressful times. Some early 60s Jamaican ska. This sounded like a very annoying person pushing into you from behind, trying their best to make you laugh. By the time I reached the town of RD, it was traffic jam hour, and there were 6 cars in front of me, and in turn, they were following an Arctic truck for 50 miles. We all travelled like little ducks behind a mother hen, moving about 40 kph. As we drove through the little villages of Mead, I felt we should be waving out of the windows at the inhabitants standing on doorsteps like in a children's afternoon TV show. So by the time I got to Delvin, I felt fit to be tied. I saw my chance and I drove over a continuous white line. Immediately behind me, I saw blue light flashing, so I pulled over to the hard shoulder. In this situation, you must keep stum. This situation, bite your tongue. Bite your tongue when the blue light comes. Keep your mouth shut, son, bite your tongue. You'll be weak if you give back cheek. Better stay stum, son, bite your tongue when the blue light comes. Keep your mouth shut, son, bite your tongue. You'll be weak if you give back cheek. Better stay stum, son, bite your tongue. Don't fall into the Venus flytrap, son, keep your mouth shut, bite your tongue. Don't fall into the Venus flytrap, son, keep your mouth shut, bite your tongue. There were 2 undercover officers, one old, one slightly younger. I watched their approach in the rearview mirror. Next thing I heard was, "You're the type of fella that causes all the accidents in the country. Where's your license? Where's your insurance?" I said I only had the disc. "That's no good. Bring your registration within 10 days to nearest Garda station." I knew what the story was. They were driving all day, probably hungry now, and they need the human lightning rod to take the frustrations out on. But I wasn't going to be that soldier. I was not going to be the fly in the insect Venus flytrap. I kept my tonsils numb. Keep stum, bite your tongue.
Bite your tongue when the blue light comes. Keep your mouth shut, son, bite your tongue. You'll be weak if you give back cheek. Better stay stum, son, bite your tongue. Bite your tongue when the blue light comes. Keep your mouth shut, son, bite your tongue. You'll be weak if you give back cheek. Better stay stum, son, bite your tongue.
Don't fall into the Venus flytrap, son. Keep your mouth shut, bite your tongue. Don't fall into the Venus flytrap, son. Keep your mouth shut, bite your tongue. Yeah, one of the officers checked my tires. The other said to me, "This car's a jalopy. This car's a jalopy. Where are you going anyway?" I said I was going to Galway. He said, "Good luck." And then he said, "That was a stupid thing you did." I said, "I suppose it was stupid, Garda." As I drove away, I kept my head down like active contrition to escape court summons. But the thing is, the more you talk, the bigger the hole you make for yourself. So the thing is, always keep stum. Always bite your tongue. Bite your tongue when the blue light comes.
Mind your manners.
Bite your tongue. Bite your tongue when the blue light comes. Keep your mouth shut. Bite your tongue. Bite your tongue when the blue light comes.
Would you talk?
No, not like that. That's what I thought. Not that you're any tougher than Duco. But you're smart enough to know that talking won't save you.